The Paradise Town Advisory Board is now brought into session at 7 p.m. It's February 27th. Let's get started with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We thank all of you guys for attending. I am the vice chair, so I don't normally do this, so please forgive me if I make a couple errors here. Things to note, items on the agenda may be taken out of order. We may combine two or more agenda items for consideration. We may remove an item from the agenda or delay discussion relating to any item at any time. No action may be taken on any matter not listed on the posted agenda. All planning and zoning matters heard at this meeting are forwarded to the Board of County Commissioners Zoning Commission or the Clark County Planning Commission for final action. Please turn off or mute all your cell phones, electronic devices. I'm going to ask you check right now that your phones are muted because we always find one. Please take any and all conversation outside of the room. You can go back there or out there. It's just hard for us to hear for record. The rest of that we can read. Please note that Susan Phillips, the chair, is not here and she's excused. All rest of the board is here. Do we have introductions?
Steve Demerit, Senior Planner, Clark County Comprehensive Planning Department.
All right. Public comment. This period is devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium. We don't have one, we have a microphone. And clearly state your names, address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wants to extend the presentation, this will be done by chairperson or board majority vote. Is there anyone who would like to speak? Seeing none, I close it. Is there a motion for approval of minutes for February 13th, 2024?
I make a motion to approve the revised minutes of February 13th, 2024.
So we have a motion to approve the revised minutes for February 13th, 2024. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes. Is there a motion for approval of the agenda for February 27th, 2024?
Madam Chair, I move to approve the agenda for February 27th, 2024 with no changes to the whole.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Are there any informational items?
Just one. I just put flyers up at the front. Commissioner Gibson and Centerville are hosting their annual spring job fair. At this point, we have about 125 employers that are registered to attend. We've got over 20,000 positions that are open and available. And just as a comparison, the entire state has 80,000 of that available, 80,000 open positions. So we'll be recommending about one quarter of the open positions that we saw there. Scheduled for March 8th, and registration information is included on the flyer.
Awesome. So if you would like a flyer at the end, please come take one. Moving on to item 6, planning and zoning. Starting with number 1, TM245000003 GB Las Vegas Retail LLC, tentative map for a one lot commercial subdivision on 7.5 acres in a CG Commercial General AE60 zone and Maryland Parkway MPO overlay district, generally located on the south side of Twain and the west side of Maryland Parkway within Paradise. Is the applicant here?
Yes.
Please grab that. I'll just turn the mic on. That game. Please come grab the microphone.
Thanks.
State your name and address for the record.
My name is Philip Rajewski. I am with Engineering and Excuse Consulting
me.
Alliance.
Excuse
at,
me.
We
sir.
Need you just to spell your last name for her.
Spell that, please.
Oh, thank you. It's R E G E S K I.
Thank you.
Okay.
And we're an engineering firm here in Las Vegas, and our client is developing a single lot commercial subdivision. There is no additional construction that's or demolition that's being done on this project. And we concur with staff's recommendations, and I am here to answer any questions.
Awesome. Is there anyone in the public who would like to speak on this item? Seeing none, I close it to the public and open it to the board.
Madam Chair, if no one has any comment, I'll make a motion to approve subject to staff conditions. Preliminary staff conditions.
We have a motion to approve subject to staff preliminary conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Your motion passes.
Thank you.
You'll be going to the Planning Commission on March 5th. Item 2, WC2440008, UC0234, 14 GMD Food LLC, waivers of conditions for a use permit requiring the following: 1, first floor uses limited to hours of operation 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., 2, second floor uses limited to hours of operations from 5 p.m. to 2 a.m. in conjunction with an existing commercial industrial complex on 0.9 acres in an IP industrial park, AE65 and AE70 zone, generally located on the south side of Sunset Road and the east side of Escondido Road within Paradise.
Good afternoon. Rev Trular, last name K-U-L-A-R, address 1405 Sunset. This application is for an existing three-story commercial building across the street from the airport, west of Eastern and off Sunset Road. Existing business operations on the first and second floor. Just looking to extend our hours of operation. This is airport views, strip views, so just trying to have some late night hours and early morning hours available for tenants.
Okay. Is there anyone in the public who would like to speak on this item? Right. Please come up, state your name and address for the record.
Hello, good evening, everybody. My name is Sandeep Ashraf, ASH. I'm the tenant in that building on the first floor. I've been there for 14 years. Our operating hours are a Mediterranean restaurant, fresh kebab oasis. We've been operating from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. since 2010. So I don't know why they're coming, limiting our hours to 5 p.m. without notifying me or talking over.
All right, if that's it, we're going to put that down.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else who would like to speak on this item? Seeing none, I close it to the public and open it to the board. You may respond to his comment question about the change of hours.
Sure. We're actually looking to extend the hours so that your business can operate under the hours you've been operating under. So the county can't tell us same limited until 5 p.m., so this application is actually benefiting you.
Okay. So it's closed to the public. So essentially what he's saying is your hours were, when you were operating, were not technically allowed. He's trying to get you to be allowed to operate during those hours. So anyone else?
It's just a 7:05
p.m. Yeah. So it's a waiver. So it's a waiver to say you don't need to do that. Anyone on the board who would like to speak on this item?
Well, it doesn't seem to make sense with what staff is saying in the report. That it was done to accommodate all the parking on the property. And I don't see anything that has changed that. It was, I believe, the applicant was the one who had the parking study done. So what changed? Because staff is saying, they're recommending denying.
Yeah, I'm the new property owner. We took over the building about 2 years ago. So we're just trying to clean up for the county's request. Businesses operating outside of existing hours of operation. So I think you said you want to address the parking situation.
Well, that's how they came to it. From what I've read in this, that's what they came to back in the day, and this is true, based on the parking study I've been provided. and it seems to have been working okay for the last, how many years?
14.
14 yeah. years. And staff is not saying that that you're doing this because they've looked at that, they've talked to you about it. They're recommending denial, that nothing has changed.
Yeah, I haven't spoken to staff directly about this. I was contacted by the liquor licensing division. Uh-huh. So they're the ones who informed me that, you know, we have limited hours of operation. So what he stated is that he's been operating for 14 years, but he's been operating outside of the reasonable or the approved hours. So he's just stated he's operating until 10 p.m. when he's limited to operating until 5 p.m. So there's no traffic or parking issues here. We have an underground parking garage. I can provide more details about that if necessary, but we're not using 20% of our parking right now. Nobody uses that parking garage. We're just trying to open up the hours so that he can operate as an existing tenant who's done it for 14 years and try to clean up, you know, the situation I've taken over the last 2 years.
Well, they say by changing that, it's going to the site to be under parked during specific hours. If the conditional hours of operation for all uses associated with the building are removed, then the parking may become far greater than issue. So maybe I'm missing something.
Okay. I didn't understand that either.
I'd like to ask the staff. My impression is he's saying that, how did you put it, that you're doing this at the recommendation of staff?
No. So liquor license, Lori Terry, mm-hmm. supervisor, she came to me letting me know that the approved hours of operation are not being met by the existing businesses, which currently is just Bob on the first floor and then there's just a restaurant on the second floor. And like I said, currently we're using less than 20% of our parking.
And staff is concerned if they change these hours, that they won't have enough parking. Is that?
Well, that's what the staff analysis is. Okay.
So how many spots are in this underground parking lot?
There's about 8 parking spaces.
Okay. So that's
that doesn't include the exterior parking spaces, which is about 40 additional.
Okay. Because they only have 86 listed here.
So we have shared with, it's like a shopping center almost, or mm-hmm. more than an industrial shopping center. But there's only 2 tenants right now, so the bottom and a small restaurant upstairs.
Well, you can.
So the gentleman's been operating your hours. You've said the hours were later, correct? So you've been doing more hours than permitted, correct, at this time? So my question is, when you're parking, where's your client's parking? Like, have you ever had problems with your parking?
No, our customers are parking right in front of our restaurant. There's 18 spaces in the front. That's including the 2 handicap spaces. But there's no issue with the parking at present.
Okay.
Seeing that you're saying there's no issue, and if you've truly been there for 14 years, I don't foresee a sudden spike of this.
Yeah.
But we can follow the staff preliminary staff conditions if approved for the 1-year review. And if it has gone terribly wrong, we'll revisit and we'll address that. And if it works out like it has been for the last 14 years, would be great. So does anyone want to make a motion? Okay.
You go ahead.
You say you make a motion to approve subject to staff if approved conditions.
Yeah. 1-year review is a public hearing.
So basically,
yep.
So if we approve it, it would be 1 year to review as a public hearing. You have to come back, and if it's not working out, you have to probably go back to your other hour.
Yeah.
All right. So I'll go ahead and make a motion.
She was going to try.
Are you going to go ahead?
Yeah, I'll try.
Okay, go ahead.
Hi, I'll make a motion to approve with, do I say staff?
Yeah, preliminary.
Preliminary comments and staff conditions.
Yeah, the if approved conditions.
If approved and with the 1-year review?
Yep.
Okay.
So we have a motion on the floor to approve subject to staff preliminary conditions, if approved, 1-year review. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes. You go to the PC on the 19th. Okay. Item 3, WS 240011, Connor Emily 2018 Trust and Connor Emily C TRS waiver of development standards to increase wall height in conjunction with an existing single family residence on 0.3 acres in an RS 5.2 residential single family 5.2 zone within the historic designation overlay district, generally located on the east side of Spencer Street, 130 feet south of Ottawa Drive within Paradise.
Good evening. My name is Emily Connor, last name is C-O-N-N-E-R, and I've scripted this to make this as quick and efficient as possible. Thank you for your time tonight. I'm here for my application to request this waiver of development standards. I hired an artisan for this job to raise this wall, and he assured me that there was no permit required because it was a small addition to the existing wall. Nothing new was built, and it was a small job. The original wall, and here's the site plan, the original wall from 1973 was partially 4 feet high and partially 5 feet high. So I added to the existing wall to make it even and higher, and it's on a very busy corner, Spencer and Twain. Maybe many of you have seen, I'm sure you've probably driven by there. The main purpose of this was for my safety as well as an attempt to beautify the corner with two rows of breeze blocks on that very visible and high traffic corner in Paradise Palms. I kept the aesthetics consistent with the mid-century modern style of the neighborhood that we all worked very hard on for the historic significance. More than once, I had attempted break-ins through the back door and people actually came over the wall to sleep when we weren't home. I had to remove clothes, blankets, beer cans, etc. There's also now a halfway house down the street and homeless people across the street, as well as a big problem with homeless people on the Washington Spencer Street. But since I raised this wall, I've had not one issue with people getting into the backyard. Now, the card that went out is concerning some neighbors because it wasn't clear that nothing new was being done. This was done because I didn't know I needed the permit for this, you know, because I just moved here and I bought this house. So they're concerned now that something's going to be done when it's safe and it looks nice. And so the main concern, though, was my safety. Unfortunately, the contractor gave me wrong advice, and I just moved here from New York off the house sight unseen. People were jumping over the wall, and it was built in 73, and so it's been safe, and it looks really pretty. So I don't know what else to say, but thank you for your time, and my neighbors and I would appreciate your recommendation for approval.
Is there anyone here from the public who would like to speak on this item?
Please.
You can speak first, and then I'll let him go. Okay.
I'm Molly Urker, last name E-R-K-E-R. I'm a resident and homeowner of Paradise Homes. What Emily's speaking to is not isolated to her property alone. It's the homeless issues that we have surrounding us, and that numerous homeowners have had to take the same actions to protect their property from unwanted entrants on their property. As she mentioned, this is an incredibly busy corner, so it's protecting her physical safety, is protecting safety of her access as well as her backyard. So it looks great. It looks completed and more modern than an outdated wall that doesn't serve any actual purpose.
Okay.
So I support this action.
Okay, and then the gentleman back there. Please state your name, address.
Hello, my name is Christian Cairo. Cairo is K-A-I-R-O. The resident stated that the wall is built for stability or for security. That's a major concern in our neighborhood, and I would agree with that. I just want to make sure that the resident is going to be okay if I, next door neighbor, also build my wall 7 foot high. This is my wall that's between her backyard, her kitchen, and her living room face into my bathrooms and my bedrooms. So I just want to make sure that there's not any problem if this wall separating us is also going to be at 7 feet high.
All right. Is there anyone else who would like to? Is there anyone else who would like to speak on this item?
Can I say one more thing?
You will get your turn.
Sure.
Seeing none, I close it to the public and open it to the board. Now you may respond.
I have no issue with that. I did want to add that my husband died last year, so my safety concern is even more significant this year. My husband, Pat Cooper, former comedian, this is one of our residents. He did not want to live there because of the safety concerns, so I would really just appreciate your approval on this because I have been safe since I did put this wall up.
Anyone on the board has a comment, question?
Somebody must not have liked it because there was a CC Pro action, the code enforcement case on the property. Was there something that started that? Another neighbor or something?
It was Mr. Cairo, actually.
Uh-huh.
Officer Pollum actually said that you shouldn't have a problem with this. And Dick Superbloom's son lives down the street. He said, please let us know if you have a problem because we're happy to put the wall up.
There, but I don't really see a problem with that. I mean, it looks nice. And if you wanted to build a wall, you'd have to get a permit. But you don't have a problem with them doing that, do you?
Absolutely not.
Everyone's getting permits. Okay. That's the point, so no comment from you.
I think it looks really nice.
Okay.
Yeah, I fully agree with you as far as safety is concerned because when I purchased my house, I don't know why they made the wall so tall. So what I actually did was I made a very decorative iron saw and I was able to get around it. But again, people can jump on my wall, so I agree with you 100% as far as safety is concerned.
Did this have any impact on the overlay?
That's
not the neighbors?
No. My concern was that with the historical of it. When we talk about historical preservation, we talk about preserving the neighborhood as it would be historically. And when we start talking about putting 7 feet walls up in an area that is historically preserved, I worry about that because we start altering what was supposed to be contained as preserving. And I understand the security thing, and I think the wall does look fine. But that is my only concern. When we start getting waivers for this kind of stuff, when we talked about, then we talked about the outside facade doesn't stay the same. We've changed the ultra of the dynamic of the home because, you know, for whatever reason. That would be my only concern about changing that part of the historical preservation part. But other than that, I understand your safety.
I don't know anything more historic in Las Vegas than a concrete mason.
I know, but it's
kind of our go-to.
Like I said, that would be my only concern, is that it opens, when you talk about historical preservation, I'm really fond of that. I like to preserve it instead of changing it sometimes. So
I understand where you're coming from with the historic, but I'm 90% sure that all the walls in there are some sort of concrete.
Right, that's what I said.
Are you aware of the approved condition?
Pardon?
Are you aware of the approved condition? If we eventually approve 1 year to complete, and have to have the permit and inspection process.
Okay.
So the permit inspection process is just to make sure that the guy who built your wall built it so it didn't fall over.
Absolutely.
It shouldn't be a problem, so.
Madam Chair, I'd make a motion to approve subject to the if approved condition.
So we have a motion on the floor to approve subject to the if approved conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. You go to the PC on the 19th.
Okay.
You'll make the final decision.
Yep, Marty?
You'll make the final decision.
Sure, absolutely.
Yep.
Thank you.
WS240022, Clark County Stadium Authority, waiver of development standards to reduce on-site parking in conjunction with an existing recreational facility, Allegiant Stadium, on 62.0 acres in the H1 Limited Resort and Apartment Zone and an H1 Limited Resort and Apartment AE60 Zone, generally located on the south side of Hacienda Avenue and the east side of Polaris Avenue within Paradise.
That's
Good evening. Edward Garcia, 9555 Hillwood Drive, here on behalf of the applicant. As stated, this is a waiver of development standards for the stadium, the Allegiant Stadium, and this is necessitated to allow for the construction of cabanas internal to the site and for a new proposed boring station on the site. So as you can see, this orientate you to where we're looking at, and you'll have these this way and now. This is Lot B to the stadium building. If I could direct you to the next slide, or shoot. And I apologize, there isn't really elevations available for this because, you know, what you know about the boring station, obviously, it's underground. So really what you have here is an accurate station. There will be some type of podium there, but really the you can see on the where the cars will exit underground and where they'll enter back. So, you know, it's been challenging. And there may be, in fact, some type of podium, some type of structure, some type of cover for people during when it's sunny outside and hot, but that will have to come be a little bit later day through their normal process for the stadium. So really what we're talking about here is this Lot B that you're looking at. The request is for up to 200 spaces. Now, ultimately, when this is completely designed and everything, we lose that amount. Likely not, but that was that in order just to be safe, because as they're designing this, they want to know that they have that entire footprint to deal with. So with that being said, we understand it's a significant reduction in light of what has been previously approved on the site. You know, we all know the challenges that came through when the stadium originally came through. There was a lot of talk about it, what was going on, how folks were gonna get there, and luckily, you know, at least a lot of the feedback we've gotten is that it's actually worked exactly as it's been intended. So, as staff stated in the staff report, it results in this approval will result in a 1.6 differential to the waiver percentage waiver request that we previously requested and was approved, and the site was approved for. So, but we, you know, it's the belief from the boring folks and the stadium authority that this boring station will more than offset what is lost in parking at the site, because just for obvious reasons, for people to be able to access the site through the boring system. Now, rather than accepting our opinion, and we get up here and just saying this, so that we basically have the same conversation with the planning department and the county and Commissioner Nathan, the request was back when, you know, Nathan was still director, was we want a complete analysis, a comprehensive analysis of everything that's going on with parking out there. We want to understand not only on site, we want to understand off site, because we've all invested in gone to a game or to an event there, know that, you know, when you walk to the stadium, there's a lot of off site parking. Now, so we engaged Kimberly Horn to provide a parking review of that and to really get a sense of, you know, the task was tell us how these events are being handled and what parking is like in those events. So what they were able to do is look at all of the parking that is that is controlled by the stadium through, you know, sharing agreements with the individual property owners, and were able to come up with some numbers that on game days were not at capacity, even for those sites that are available for the ones that are under the control of the stadium. So taking that into account, looking at that, I think, you know, our average available parking still on game days, just within the sites controlled by the stadium, not including, like, you know, private individuals who are not part of kind of the parking pool, in the parking analysis done, it came up to over 1,500 parking spaces that were available during game days, and that was across the board throughout the season. So we believe, taking this into account with many of the other available options that are coming online, obviously those RTCs, game day, and some of the other things and the ride sharing that's available, is the belief that this will more than be able to be accommodated at the site. So with that, I'm happy to answer any questions.
Is there anyone in the public who would like to speak on this item? Seeing none, I close it to the public and open it to the board. I am usually the one who yells the most about parking here. And is this lot, how much do you charge per spot that you're saying that you usually have 1,500 spots available? How much is the parking cost there? Because I'm trying to decide if this is not a matter of people aren't parking there and needing it, or they're just not paying it.
That's a fair question, and a lot of them are on this side. These are usually part of a ticket. I mean, this is actually on-site parking for this one. This one was at capacity prior to, so these were, I don't want to misrepresent, these were fully utilized, these parking spaces, because it was right next to the stadium. The other ones, depending on site, I mean, there's no, but generally speaking, I mean, they range anywhere from, you know, you've seen $40 to $70, depending on the site. So, you know, I mean, in some as low as 30.
Okay, so these 200 additional spots that were part of the ticket, are these now going to be allocated into some of those spots now that are open?
That's the understanding. Because, and I think it's important to understand when I'm talking about the ones under control, there's private things that have an agreement with the stadium, and they're put into a pool, there's the app, and you can go in and use those. Those are the only ones I'm talking about. But Kimberly Horn did a good job of trying to survey all the other ones as well, because they have a couple games that they were able to go out and see, and those numbers, obviously, they weren't to ask them the private things. But those run anywhere from $20 to $30.
Okay. I mean, I'm always hesitant to lose parking near these things, but...
With the boring station, there's someone in there.
Yes. One day the boring station will have interesting things other than Legion Stadium on it.
Yeah. What's a lot of them?
Not just Pendleton Center anymore? Nothing. If you would you like to say something, would you like to?
No.
Okay. Okay. Would you like to say something? Okay. Seeing none. I make a motion to approve subject to staff preliminary conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Your motion passes and you go on the 19th. Good reason. Would the applicant for the next three items like me to read them together? Okay. You guys are going to have to give me a hot minute. So items 5, 6, and 7. We'll have ZC230868 Spring Mountain Procyon LLC zone change to reclassify 5.7 acres from an M1 light manufacturing zone to a C2 general commercial zone. Waivers of development standards for the following: 1, increased building height; 2, height setback from an arterial street; and 3, driveway geometrics. Design review for a commercial center, generally located on the south side of Spring Mountain Road and the west side of Flores Avenue within Paradise. Item 6, VS230872, Spring Mountain Procyon LLC, vacate and abandon easements of interest to Clark County located between Spring Mountain Road and Highland Drive, Twain Avenue, and between Procyon Street and Polaris Avenue. A portion of right-of-way between Procyon Street located between Spring Mountain Road and Twain Avenue. A portion of right-of-way between Spring Mountain Road located between Procyon Street and Polaris Avenue. And a portion of right-of-way between Polaris Avenue located between Spring Mountain Road and Highland Drive within Paradise. Item 7, TM2350185, Spring Mountain Road, Spring Mountain Procyon LLC, tentative map, consisted of one commercial lot on 5.7 acres in a C2 general commercial zone, generally located on the south side of Spring Mountain Road and the west side of Polaris Avenue within Paradise. Did it.
So this is the next day Festival Cross Drive here on behalf of the applicant property owner. This is a site just over 5.5 acres. We're located on Spring Mountain in Polaris. The site is currently zoned for industrial, but it's planned as entertainment mixed use. As most of you probably know, just to the east of us is a approved but not yet built, I'm not sure if it will ever get built, resort hotel. Has a few extension signs there on it. But Spring Mountain Road is really transitioning into more residential corridor with a lot of new commercial uses. So we are requesting a conforming zone change to C2 or CG under the new development code for a retail and restaurant development. We have several different buildings throughout the site. We have three different access points, one on Spring Mountain and two on Polaris. Building A is five stories with four stories of parking, which is going to provide significant parking for this development, which is great if you're ever in some of those other areas. Yeah, on Spring Mountain, the parking is just horrendous. And then we also have some surface parking in the back here as well. We are providing detached sidewalks where required, and all of our landscaping is provided where required as well. Just a couple renderings for you. It's look really nice. Like I said, it'll be a mix of retail and restaurants. We have three waivers that we're requesting. The first is for a throat depth along Spring Mountain here. So from here to the first conflict, which is the turn here, we're at 85 feet, we're 100 feet each required. Staff is okay with that simply because we have three different access points, so they believe that it will be evenly spread throughout the site. But I also want to point out that once you turn into Building A, we also have a long driveway here until you go up into that parking. So we have some significant additional space for on-site circulation, and then parking doesn't start until you get down here for the surface parking. We have a height setback waiver for a very small portion of our Building A along Spring Mountain. The code requires step back when you're along that arterial. We're requesting a 3-foot intrusion into that setback because, as you can see, the street kind of tilts in this way, so we lose some of that space. We get our setback once we get to the west is just over 26 feet. Staff is comfortable with it because it's just a very, very small piece of the parking garage. And we're also providing the pedestrian run and detached sidewalks along this area. And then our last waiver is just for our height increase. For our buildings, we're requesting up to 67 feet, where 50 is permitted in CGC2. This is mostly for Building A, for our elevator shafts. As you can see, it goes but the majority of our building height is just barely over 50 feet. And then on our other buildings here, again, it's just for those architectural enhancements. Staff's recommending approval there again as well. We've had some multifamily that we've gotten approved recently in the area, and they've gone up to about 65 to 70 feet, so compatible for the area. We believe that this is going to be far more compatible to help support all of the multifamily that is existing and going up, and we appreciate staff's recommendation.
Okay, is there anyone in the public who would like to speak on this item? Seeing none, I close it to the public and open it to the board. I don't see a problem with it being 67 feet.
No.
I'd rather there be more parking.
Me too.
Honestly. So if no one has any comments, questions, or concerns, I make a motion to approve items 5, 6, and 7 with staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
So items 5, 6, and 7 have been approved. That's ZC230868, VS230872, and TM235001185.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
Yeah, they're going
March 20th.
Is there any general business?
No, did you put into my window?
I did. I screwed up the last one.
she got you correctly.
I got there. This time is for comments by the general public, a period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board. No conversation will be held. Seeing as there's no public left, I will move on. Next meeting date is March 12th, 2024. Motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passed.
Good to see you guys again.
Good to see you.
Have a good one.
Hey.
Hey.
I was trying to...